Mark Collier here with Four Thomas Matters Radio. We are brought to you by Omega Processing Solutions and City Barbecue. What we're going to do today is a little bit different of a format. Usually our podcasts last anywhere between 20 and 45 minutes. It's perfect driving into work time to kind of download. You can do that on your app or your iPhone or your Android devices. But what we're going to do here is kind of wrap up the day that was on FortThomasMatters.com. So we started the day with a story about a foot chase that ended. It lasted for about 90 minutes. Started up at Southside Deli Mart, and there was a complaint, a call from a driver who said that somebody had asked him if he wanted to party, which he insinuated as he wanted to sell some drugs to him. Called that into the police. Police followed up, and there were two people that matched that description walking into the Imperial Apartments at 825 and 831 South Grand. The police officer, Officer Lysing, made a stop, asked for ID. One of the alleged perpetrators asked to go get his ID in one of the apartments. He went in there, took too long. Officer Lysing went to go check and had found that he had jumped out the back window. So that started a 90-minute chase. There were five cruisers from Fort Thomas, one from Southgate. Ended up going southbound on Grand Avenue and was chased all through the woods. They finally apprehended him at the back of the Imperial Apartments. So I actually went down there the next day and talked to some of the neighbors who had been at the city council meeting. I also talked to some of the people that lived in those apartments. I feel like, a lot of insinuations have been made about them, about their living status and who they are as people. And I have found that it's probably a good thing to tell both sides of those stories. So I was able to talk to some of the residents. They cleared some things up for me, and we'll detail those a little bit later down the road on FortThomasMatters.com. But I did think it was enlightening, some of the comments that they had made. And I think everybody, if there is some common ground on this situation, everybody is looking forward to a new landlord and very hopeful that I think this landlord will take a different approach. One of the comments that one of the tenants had made was that the only time that the landlord comes down is to collect the money, and the landlord will not even get out of their car to do it. So, I think a change of scenery will do everybody good there. Chief Daley had said something about that, to that effect at the city council meeting, that, if there is a change in property, and it is pending right now on the MLS site, if there is a change in ownership, maybe we could, get the police departments together. We can get the residents together that live on South Grand and Crescent, and also the residents together on that live in the Imperial Apartments, and maybe just get a dialogue going. And I think everybody, that would be a good step forward. So that was the first story that we talked about. The second story that we talked about was the Fort Thomas Police unveiling that they will be using an app called CentiGuard to, utilize with their technology and communication purposes. And the way that CentiGuard puts it is that you're basically expanding your police force through the use of smartphones to the entire community for free. It is a free service that Fort Thomas is going to be able to experiment with a year to see if they kind of like it. It's kind of along those lines. It's going to be like Nixle was back in, I believe that was like 2010. It was just an emergency, response type thing. And they had it for free for a year. They had to pony up, and I think it was like $3,000 that they wanted the department to pay, and they just didn't do it. This one is, I think, has rolled out in Dayton, Kentucky, and Dayton and Fort Thomas will be the only two in Kentucky at that point that will have it. Just rolled out in Pittsburgh. But basically what it's going to be able to do is you're going to download this app to your phone. You're going to be able to send in anonymously or non-anonymously tips, voice messages. You're going to be able to stream video in real time and send that directly to the Fort Thomas police. So it's supposed to, I guess, you know, have more eyes on the city. And if enough people download it, obviously it's probably going to be a good thing for the police department. There has been some comments already on our Facebook page. If you want to check that out at Fort Thomas Matters at Facebook, regarding some of the, I guess, Big Brother-ish type, you know, scenarios. I don't know. I mean, that's not up for me to decide. But that point was brought up today on a few different forums. So that was the second story. The third story, what we did was we kind of put the proposed budget that we talked about on our podcast yesterday. We put those real numbers down in black and white. So some people are visual learners, some people are audio learners. And so this way, you know, there's kind of a record of, and we just looked at the general fund. We didn't look at any other funds, which whether that be the road aid fund or the Tower Park Improvement Project District. We didn't do any of that. We just kind of looked at the general fund. And so if you're inclined, and you should be, you should look at those numbers in real time. Those are the three stories that we put out today. We try to put three different new pieces of content out every day at FortThomasMatters.com. So if you're not familiar with that, make sure that you bookmark it, favorite it, whatever you need to do. Please do that today. And as always, we appreciate our sponsors for the podcast, Omega Processing Solutions and City Barbecue. That's all we're going to do today. This is just an experimental type thing to see if people like it, and hopefully you do. And you can always check us out again at FortThomasMatters.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and now Periscope. So for Omega Processing Solutions and City Barbecue, this is Mark Collier with Fort Thomas Matters Radio.